Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL, and we're joined now by the president of the Maryland Jockey Club, Mr. Tom Tchoukas. And Tom, thanks for being on with us.
My pleasure, Brett. Always good to be here.
Well, I do appreciate it, and it's interesting. Going back through the history of the Preakness Stakes, there's always been, at least at the time, a very big purse. And I guess there's been this feeling for the last few years, at least, the purse has maybe lagged slightly considering the magnitude of the race. But today, it's been strengthened to $1.5 million. Tell me about that decision and how something like this gets done.
Well, you're correct. It was time to move it forward. With the advent of many million-dollar purses throughout the industry, it was time to kind of separate a race of the stature of the Preakness. So we took a look at it, and there have been a lot of positives that have occurred in the industry over the last year and a half. Obviously, the state and their allocation of funding from gaming has helped tremendously, specifically on the purse level. The 10-year agreement, the owner breeders awards, and all the other changes with medication claiming and so on we've done. So we feel we're in a pretty fair position. We believe we have stability. Obviously, the Preakness is the premier event for us here. And we worked hard on the Preakness, as you well know. We've made major changes over the years to not only make the Stronach Group and the Jockey Club proud, but the state of Maryland and all the racing participants. So in coming to that decision, we obviously started with the horsemen. We talked to the horsemen, explained to them what we wanted to do, and they were very positive with this. They were very supportive. We talked to the Racing Commission. They did a straw poll on the phone to make sure it was okay. We got unanimous support there. I think you can read in one of the quotes the chairman obviously supported it. So we've got $1.5 million for the purse, and I think it's going to generate interest within the racing community from owners and trainers. And hopefully it'll get us a buzz with some of our racing fans.
Tom, one thing I cannot stand is when I hear the question posed to the Derby winner and that question for about 10 days or maybe just a week, are they coming to Baltimore? It's never made sense to me. I don't like the question. It should be obvious that the Derby winner, assuming that horse is healthy, is coming to Baltimore. Will this almost leave no doubt to the Derby winner?
I think so. I think, as you well know, the Derby was I don't remember the year they did it, but it went to $2 million. We were at $1 million in the Belmont, was it $1 million? And now we bumped it up to $1.5 million. And as I said, it gives us some distance from some of the other larger races in the country. And it maintains what I believe I believe the Preakness right along next behind the Derby is the second biggest individual day of racing in the country. And, all roads for a Triple Crown championship have to come through Baltimore. So I agree with you. And over the years that I've been here, which have been six, but there are very few people that win the Derby that won't come through.
That's true. And that is true, to be fair. I just don't like the question. It should not even be a question, assuming the horse makes it out of Louisville. Okay. Tom, where does the $1.5 million purse stand nationwide? You mentioned the Derby's at $2 million, but is the Preakness number two now?
It's hard to decipher in this regard. The Derby obviously is $2 million. We're at $1.5 million. Now you go to the Breeders' Cup. The Classic is $5 million. They have a race or two at $3 million. But outside the Breeders' Cup events, I believe, I haven't checked recently, but we are number two, I believe.
Where does this additional purse money come from? Is this just added revenue from everything you mentioned before?
Well, the purses are generated from parimutuel wagering and the slot allocation. And we've been doing reasonably well on both fronts. The good thing with this, we're in a position to raise the Preakness from $1 million to $1.5 million, still maintain the level that we are with the overnight purses and still maintain the stakes program that we've moved forward, which is a positive effect also.
The president of the Maryland Jockey Club, Tom Tchoukas, is with us here. What other effects, are there any other things on the periphery that maybe aren't obvious to folks here in Baltimore or racing fans that come when you raise the purse money to $1.5 million?
I think it heightens the attention. I mean, as you well know, in any business, and I have to be careful since I'm on the radio how I say it, but money talks and you know what walks. So I can say that. And then hopefully with the added incentive of the Preakness, not only will the people be bringing the horse to the Preakness, but we might get some other quality horses in some of the other races that we have. And I think the biggest issue, I think it shows that there is stability in Maryland racing. We are credible again, and we're here to stay. I mean, for years, Brett, I mean, you know, between when I flipped the Preakness out of the BYOB to the bankruptcy and everything else, are they staying, are they staying, are they leaving, are they leaving? I think all those issues are gone, and with a lot of the things that the Jockey Club's done in conjunction with the horsemen, the breeders, and the commission, there's real stability here. And that being said, I think it's not only good for the racetrack, but I think it's good for the state. I mean, we talk about, you know, the farms and open space and the economy and so on. Plus, quite frankly, Annapolis is very happy with us because we're not down there airing our dirty laundry and fighting. So I think by showing something of this magnitude, putting the Preakness at 1.5 million, it sends a very clear message that we're here and we're here to stay.
Well, I'll tell you what, after a couple of snowstorms already and one apparently coming, Tom, it's nice to think about things like springtime at Pimlico on weeks like this here in December. Tom Chukas, the president of the Maryland Jockey Club. Tom, thank you so much. Big news today.
Brett, as always, a pleasure being on your show.
That's Tom Chukas. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.